Dateline, August 1990. Pit Fighter beats Mortal Kombat to the punch. History of video games, innovation doesn't always guarantee a legacy. Being first can be nice, it can turn heads and earn you a few coins out of curiosity, but there's no way to predict which games will capture the imagination of gamers and which will become footnotes in history. Case in point, this month marks the 30th anniversary of the very first fighting game to use digitized images of real-life people for the characters on screen, and that game was not called Mortal Kombat. But that's the game you were thinking of, isn't it? Digitized images in video games were not a new phenomenon in the 1990s. The tech was there for years and could be seen on a small scale in titles such as Journey to incorporate the band's famous faces on screen. By the late 80s, digital cameras were available commercially to consumers. I can remember seeing digital photos of the graduating class on the walls of my middle school. Video games were not far behind. In 1988, NARC had real people playing cops and drug dealers, which made the on-screen violence all the more shocking. Speaking of shocking, I was once lucky enough to visit a friend's house with a strip poker game on his home computer starring actual women. Alas, we only ever managed to see one boob. It was sometime in August of 1990 that Atari's Pit Fighter hit arcades across the United States with much aplomb. The game's unique visual style was the centerpiece of the marketing. The arcade flyers boast of digitally processed graphics for the ultimate in realism. More to the point, Pit Fighter looked like an interactive version of a million martial arts action movies at the time, which were flooding video stores and cable channels alike. I'm frankly amazed there isn't a single ninja in the game. Besides the distinct aesthetics, Pit Fighter arrived at a time when beat-em-ups were still hot. Konami's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and Capcom's Final Fight let players team up together and knock their way through hordes of gang members. Pit Fighter took that cooperative element, three can play at once, but blended it with a then-young fighting game genre which had yet to be codified. The original Street Fighter already existed and was a game where the action was locked onto a single 2D plane, but there were also arcade fighters like Street Smart and Kageki, which allowed for free movement inside an arena. The result? Pit Fighter is a co-op fighting game where the combatants are trapped in a dive bar, warehouse, or perhaps a dirty basement, surrounded by an enraged audience willing to beat or stab any fighters who get too close to the edge. There are no hordes to dispatch, just an opponent, or two, or three, who must be knocked out to proceed to the next match. Loose objects like boxes and knives can be picked up and thrown, but most of the fighting is done with punches and kicks. Pushing all three buttons triggers a super move, which automatically knocks an opponent down if it connects. Pit Fighter does subvert its co-op nature in small ways. Players can hurt each other during the fights, and the player's prize money is doled out based on who knocks out the most opponents, adding a hint of competition to what should be straight teamwork. There are also periodic grudge matches in between fights where the players must face one another, the goal of which is to knock each other down, but not out, three times. This culminates in an elimination match before the final boss, where it is truly a knockout battle. Only one player is allowed to face the masked warrior and beat the game. No teammates allowed. Pit Fighter had a hook and a look of its own, which certainly called attention to itself, and it was out 2 full years ahead of Mortal Kombat. So why is it a trivia answer instead of a beloved classic? Because it isn't very good. For all of the work put into photographing real-life human beings, the in-game animation of those humans is choppy even by 1990 standards, making the characters feel flat. There's also very little effort put into making those characters unique or memorable. All three playable heroes are shirtless men, and the opponents lack abilities which would make them stand out. Beat-em-ups can get away with forgettable cannon fodder enemies who walk on screen only to be swatted down, but battles in Pit Fighter can last minutes at a time. I lamented their omission earlier, but frankly, Pit Fighter would have benefited from a ninja or two to break up the motley crew of challengers who all look like pro wrestling jobbers. Pit Fighter was an arcade hit and was ported to numerous consoles, including home computers and handhelds, and even an 8-bit version on the Sega Master System, all of which feature significant graphical downgrades, which undermines Pit Fighter's one claim to fame. Years later, Midway would include Pit Fighter on various arcade game compilations for consoles and PCs, despite not being a game developed or published by Midway. All of this means Pit Fighter has outlived a great many of its peers, despite being little more than a curiosity at this point. A game that did something first, but did not do it particularly well. But that's okay! Preserving game history isn't just a matter of saving our best and brightest. There also needs to be room for the mediocre or just plain bad. I leave it to you to decide where exactly Pit Fighter sits on the spectrum of flavorless fighting games. Personally, all my Pit Fighter memories were from messing with it in a bowling alley in between frames, which seems like the best possible scenario for interacting with this game. Thank you for listening to this audio version of my latest This Week in Retro column, a Retronauts exclusive for our Patreon supporters. My name is Diamond Fight, and you can follow me on Twitter at FEITCLUB. Good night!